you've made it through another week. And now, you don't know what to watch. Can't Netflix and chill, because it's been family movie night ever since the damn Rona hit. Not to worry, these bros got you covered. With reviews on movies and streaming shows. Even YouTube. And yes, I said YouTube. This is the Bro Rants Movie Review Show. Better grab some popcorn. It's gonna be good.
Friday. I think that's the most excitement I've heard from you so far.
Let me do it again then. Friday.
Oh, there we go.
That's what you're looking for.
Yeah, I'm looking for that. Now you're back on point.
Friday.
Yo, there we go.
Raymond's alive. He's woo-hoo. Alive.
Holla.
Yo, welcome back. Obviously, this is your first movie review with us.
It is. Yeah. It's my first movie review.
So I gave Raymond a few assignments. But we're just going to discuss one of them, because the other one, it was kind of confusing. I'm not going to lie. We were going to do the Mothman, but after I tried to watch that again, I did fall asleep on it. But it was just, it was based on true events, though.
You say it's true events.
They have a Mothman museum, and it actually happened. The bridge fell down. I don't know whether the Mothman was underneath the bridge when it fell down, but people said they saw red eyes and they saw it before the structure fell.
But there's also a Bigfoot museum as well.
Yeah, there is, but oh, I see. I'm not going to be hating. I believe what those ladies said. I believe Karen Keene and
they just got into doing
Betty Miller. Hey,
they just got into doing the Bigfoot.
And they saw the footprint. And if you guys didn't know, check that show out, because that stuff was some good stuff. I'm going to plug that damn show. Yeah, it was some good stuff. Anyway, this week, the movie review is a classic, because you know what? We're it's that time of season. It's Halloween. It's the John Carpenter 1978 film with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Man, what did you think? Because I'm a horror enthusiast, so I love anything with horror and theater and a thriller in it. So what did you think about it? Because you said the last time you saw it was basically when the damn film came out.
Shit. No, I mean, it was a long time ago. And I was like, man, this is like Bobo. Yeah, man.
What's Bobo mean? You got to explain this term to me. I've never heard Bobo. So don't tell me that means boring.
It was boring, man.
Bullshit.
It was boring.
Halloween is not boring, dude. The music, that score, that theme song is still the shit.
The song is yes. But there's no way there's a guy riding around with a mask on and a guy walking around the neighborhood with a mask on all the time.
So you don't like classics like that, is what you're telling me? You don't like things like you remember, oh man, look at that, when people are walking their neighborhood doing the trick or treat and just remember that type of energy, because things are different than they were back then. They're changed.
Yeah, but usually
people drive to go park to go trick or treating now.
Yeah, but usually people go trick or treating, right? That's one thing.
Yeah,
but there isn't a guy in the middle of the day walking around the neighborhood with a mask on.
But they're not seeing him. The whole point is you know, he's not being seen. They think they see him, so it's almost like a play in your imagination.
Oh, they see him. Oh. Oh, she sees him.
Bro, is there anything good that you liked about this film?
Bro. Yes.
What?
It wasn't too long.
Oh, my gosh. Man. So you're telling me you didn't like Halloween?
It was okay. It wasn't like the worst movie I've ever seen, but it was okay.
But okay, you're okay. Let's get Raymond out of Raymond the adult and go back to Raymond the child that would have seen this movie or saw this movie. What did you think when you first saw the movie? I know you were scared to death.
I was terrified.
Exactly. So now you're basically comparing it to all the CGI effects that we have now,
right?
And the special effects that we have now, and comparing it to the movies now, which is an injustice. And not only that, the horror films these days pretty much suck unless they're barely done right compared to the staple point, the standard, which was, I think, you know, Halloween was awesome. Don't tell me you prefer Halloween over, you preferred Jason, Friday the 13th over Halloween.
They're probably about the same.
No. Jason is just ridiculous. Watch Jason. It looks like a parody. It looks like a spoof.
I liked, you know what I used to like to watch, which was pretty crazy? I used to like the Leprechaun movie. It was funny.
It was, I saw the Leprechaun movie was funny, but the fact that's your shit tells me a lot. Oh, okay.
It was funny.
Bro.
I remember that because I remember laughing at that. I was like,
So you pick the Leprechaun over Michael Myers?
I wouldn't say I picked that, but
didn't the Leprechaun go to space? Oh, I'm in space now. Oh, I'm over here now. Yes, my lord. Yes.
I remember they were distracting by throwing out shoes, and you would have to fix the shoes versus go ahead and kill the people. So to get away, they would throw out shoes because he had to fix shoes because he's a leprechaun, and that's like his Achilles heel where he had to fix shoes. So to get away, people were like throwing out their shoes the whole time. And he was like, oh, I got to fix the shoes. So they can get away. So.
Oh, I remember the one where he was in the hood, and that was pretty bad.
That might have been like, what, Leprechaun 6 or something?
Nah, it was like number 3 or something. Dude was in the hood.
I only watched
every black stereotype you can think of. Oh, my lad. And he was rapping. It was, oh, gosh. That's when the shit just hit the damn fan. It was like, yo, this franchise that you guys try to start should be dumb. I mean, the good thing about the Leprechaun that they had going for him is that he looked creepy.
Right, right.
Once he opened his damn mouth, it was just damn comical. Like, okay, he's going to kill me, but damn, it won't be the worst thing.
The thing about this, though, the Halloween movie, I remember watching it recently, was that when you think about it, how was this guy coming in this town, the psychiatrist coming into town, and he's directing the sheriff around like he meets the sheriff, and then he's like, sheriff.
But he's a doctor.
Yes, but the sheriff runs the town.
Not in a small town.
He's telling the sheriff, don't call for backup. Don't let anybody know. Okay. You need to go around the back and drive around the back. Don't do this. Don't do that.
Well,
don't.
his whole plan, right? I mean, from what I remember, his whole plan was he's trying to apprehend Michael Myers alive. So maybe that's why he was not asking to call for backup.
No, I don't think so. That's why he brought a gun.
Well, he brought a gun for his protection.
No, he brought a gun to kill him. I think he did.
I can't remember. I don't think. I would think he was trying to apprehend him alive. Because why? If you wanted to kill him, you said get the backup.
No, if you wanted to apprehend him alive, you would get backup.
Nah.
You wouldn't do it by yourself. You wouldn't do it by yourself. Because he knows how dangerous it is. He couldn't handle Jason by himself. He knew that.
Oh, you said Jason. Michael?
I'm sorry, Michael by himself.
I knew this dude was a Jason. Jason, damn.
Aren't they all the same?
No, they're not.
Eternal evil?
Yeah, eternal evil. Eternal evil.
Evil incarnate?
No, but this dude, okay, Jason's got the mask and we always want to see the mask come off. His hockey mask.
Hockey mask, yeah.
But, dude, his overalls and stuff with his damn... Well, his outfit sucks compared to Michael Myers. The dude got the mechanic outfit that never goes out of style. Apparently, every Michael Myers... I'll say that. Every Michael Myers movie, H2O, this dude finds his mechanic outfit.
Like, he does.
Damn, I got it. Mechanics don't even wear that anymore.
But what's crazy is that...
Mechanics wear Nikes.
The doctor said, when Michael got he got away. He was driving the car. He was like, he don't know how to drive. How is he driving the car?
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
He didn't drive. Did he drive perfect in the rain? I can't remember.
He drove away.
Yeah,
And he was following the girls and stuff, riding around the block, whipping it.
Evil has no limits.
You got his driver's license test.
Supernatural. You know what I'm saying? He just downloaded him. You seen The Matrix? It downloaded him.
Oh, that's what he did. You know what's crazy about this movie is that they cost, what, $300,000 to make it? And they made like $4 to $7 million on that movie.
Wow. And wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And also they got Jamie Lee Curtis. Nobody picked her.
Why?
Because she was the daughter of, I think it's Janet Leigh, and mm-hmm. she played in Psycho.
Oh yeah.
So they got Jamie Lee Curtis because of her. They got her
because her mother.
Her mother.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And I also learned that this is pretty crazy. If you remember in the movie, mm-hmm. I forgot. I think they were at the house where she was babysitting this little boy, and they were watching The Thing. The movie called The Thing on the TV screen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so later on, years later, that was the original in the show. But later on, John Carpenter,
yeah,
he made the remake of that.
Oh,
The Thing.
He made the thing with that with
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell, which is one of my favorite movies.
And that's a good one.
That's a great movie.
That's a good one.
Gosh,
that's a good one.
And they just redid it not too long ago. But nah, dude, nothing compares to the original. That some movies should not be touched. That is a movie that should not be touched.
Right.
Along with you know, should never remake The Matrix. Movies like that, but The Leprechaun, yeah, that could be touched up. So that could be redone. That could have a facelift. The freaking Leprechaun. But no, that's pretty cool facts that you just presented. See, this is why I like you, bro. You do your homework.
I tried to.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just the voice. But you the brain, bro. Yeah, you're the brain. If you guys haven't seen this movie, I don't know what the hell. I don't know what the hell's wrong with you. I don't know what planet you've been on, but you guys definitely need to check out Halloween, regardless of Ray's biased opinions, because let's face it, the dude knows a lot of things, but he doesn't know movies.
Oh, man.
Leprechaun is his favorite movie, guys. His favorite horror film is The Leprechaun, and he likes the part where he's got to sew up the shoes. He's got to fix the shoes. So he's a sneakerhead, and he loves The Leprechaun. That's what I got from this conversation. I thought you and I were going to relate. I was like, oh, this dude and I will relate. We're going to connect. I was like, oh, he's watching Halloween, babe. It's going to be cool. Cool bonding moment. Cool. Sadly mistaken.
So, you know, he was, let's see, Michael was stabbed.
Yep.
He was poked in the eye with a hanger.
Yep.
And then he was shot, I want to say, 5 times. Mm-hmm. Fell out of a window.
Yep.
And still came back.
Yep.
Come on, man.
So, with that said, why would you ever question if he can drive? Yeah, exactly. Exactly, my man. And on that note, guys, hey, check it out. I think it's family friendly, cuz it's not too grotesque compared to everything else that's out in this world and day and age. What do you say? Would you tell people to watch it or not?
Yeah, they should watch it. It's a classic.
It's a classic. Can you give me more energy like you did in the beginning? Jeez.
It's a classic.
Oh, wow. Dude, on that note, man, this is Bro Rants. I'm Reg.
I'm Ray.
Have a wonderful weekend, guys. And Bro Rants out.
Go Bears.
I don't know about all that.